but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm therefore, having girded your loins with the truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and petition. Pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Blessed be the word of our Lord. Amen. As we look today, we see this very armor that we have been talking about, clad upon a man that would look like a Roman soldier. Now, this is not the armor that we see today when Colby was out there and on his maneuvers and doing the things that he was doing and what have you. The armor's a whole lot different today. Can I get an amen from the folks? Looks a whole lot more modern, doesn't it? But I hate to say it, that looks better. I think we'd have less incidents of war if that's the way we had to fight war. Okay? That's personal. That's up close. But we need to understand that is exactly where the evil one has it, personal and up close. Because he is in our face every day. He is in our world, active every day. And he wants us to be far off. He wants us to be pushed back, that we are nothing anymore. But today, I want us to get into what that verily means. Because that armor has purpose. The first piece that we learned about was the belt of truth. And as we look at that belt of truth, we realize that that is what girds us. That is our core strength. Everything else hangs on that. All our strength hangs on the truth. And the truth of Jesus Christ will set you free. And in that freedom, we also find his righteousness in the breastplate of righteousness. For that breastplate protects our most valuable portions of our chest, which is our heart and our lungs, where we breathe out the very word of God. That's part of going and speaking that truth into this world. The evil one wants to shut us up. Remember during COVID, how many people got blocked off of the internet because they were speaking truth. Oh, they're conspiracy theorists. Everything they were saying came true. I have the t-shirt. It says, I need more conspiracy theories. Everything I was talking about came true. The reality is, each and every one of us know the devil wants to get at our hearts. Because if he can turn our heart from God, he shuts us off. If he can make us doubt, and that's turning from God when we doubt. But in Christ Jesus, thankfully, as it is held by our shoulders and held by the belt of truth, it cannot be pulled away from us. And there is no place for the evil one to attack. For those arrows and sword blows cannot make it in to those protected places. And God wants us to be protected. Today, we are going to look at our feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel as spoken in the NIV. So what does it mean to have our feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel, which is verses 15? It says, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is the gospel of peace? The gospel of peace is peace with God. How many people have true peace with God and understand just what that peace does? How many of us go through life and we are in trepidation, worrying about the next shoe that's going to drop? What's going to come? Okay, you know, I can remember the old movies, and this is funny because, you know, I'm not that old, but I'm old enough. How many of you my age can remember they still had silent movies that they would show on TV? Okay, and everything was dramatized so as to make evident what they were trying to do. And some of those old sitcoms, when somebody was afraid, they would be shaking so bad that they couldn't stand still. Y'all remember that stuff? No, you don't, because you're too young. Yeah, I know. But I remember that stuff, okay? And they used to make me laugh. I mean, they would shake so much their feet were quivering. And when you're afraid, how many times do we shake? And a person who has no peace is often shaken to the very core of their being. And that's our foundation. You know, think about it. It's how we walk. And if the evil one can deter the way in which we walk, that we're fearful of every next step, he can dissuade our purpose. He can dissuade our progress. He can dissuade everything about us. And Jesus says, no, I want you to be sure-footed, okay? He speaks of that in the Psalms where he says that you will make me as a deer on the mountains. You know, I think about those deer and the goats that are out there, and they're climbing up sheer cliffs with nothing but two little cloven hooves, you know? And it's like, how do they do that? Because they are not afraid. The face of that cliff is home to them. To you and I, it would mean certain death if we tried to climb it. But for them, they can go on those heights because God has prepared them to do that very thing. And God wants us to take the heights because God is there and he sees what we need. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is a beautiful, beautiful scripture. And I want us to understand God has us covered. You know, he is our all, and in that, he will be all for us. From the 16th verse, from verse 16, we read these words. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciles us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And can I get an amen? As we look at these words, this is the peace of God. It takes us from the place of having fear and trepidation and understanding that God has chosen each and every one of us in Christ Jesus to go out into this world and to speak this truth, the truth of what? The gospel of Jesus Christ, that the blood of the Lamb was shed for you, and there is no longer any reason to be afraid, for the greatest victory that anything has over us, Satan is the one who brought it, and it's called death, and Jesus Christ has taken victory over death. Can I get an amen? The scripture tells us, where, O death, is thy victory? Where, O death, is thy sting? For in Christ Jesus it has been taken away, and we have peace to enter any situation. I want you to think about Charlie. You know, this all started because of Charlie being taken out, and we all know who I'm talking about, Charlie Kirk. Because we are in a battle, brothers and sisters, and we all need to understand this. It's going to get worse until Jesus comes. How many of you think he's on the way? I'm telling you, he's on the way. I know he's on the way because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. I don't know the day nor the hour, and I'm not worried about that. I don't put any hearken into it. Because I'm waiting for the day that I hear the trumpet, and it says it's going to catch us all by surprise. But am I going to be ready? Will I find faith, is what he says to us. And part of that faith is the very gospel that we stand upon, sure-footed as that sheep or that deer on those heights that nothing will shake us, for he is the rock of our salvation in whom we trust. And as we come to that place of no longer playing the blame game, okay? How many of us, when we do something wrong, have a but? You're in Christ Jesus. The only but in the room is the one you're sitting on. When you screw up, you say, yep, I did that. And you can do so in peace and understanding that Jesus Christ forgives sins. Can I get an amen? And in that, we have the sure-footedness of Christ. Because when we have to make all kinds of excuses, what are we doing? We're just trying to get our fat out of the fire, aren't we? There's only one who can get us out of the fire, and his name is Jesus Christ, because he took it for us. So let us walk in that peace. Let us understand that we don't need to play the blame game anymore. We know we fight not against flesh and blood, but against these powers, against this evil forces in the heavenly places. And this stuff is going to come at us. It's going to come at our world. And we're going to be told, oh, don't do this. Oh, don't do that. Don't say this thing. Don't be speaking that. What? How many of us, when we were told that, you know, we can't say Merry Christmas anymore, listened to that? I never listened to that. In fact, it made me say it all the more. Don't tell a Dutchman you can't do something. I will show you. When I think of what this scripture does for me and how it opens to me all the grace, all the glory, all the passion of Christ. I want you to think about him. When he was going through all this stuff, the night he was betrayed, he was in the garden. Did he tremble? Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. But did he give up? No, he didn't. He went back three times. He went back three times. And then he said, thy will be done. And it was. He fought the battle. His trembling was so bad that he sweat drops of blood for you and I. You and I would have died in that garden because you don't recover from that. But praise the Lord. What did he do for Jesus? He sent angels to attend him. Do you think he's not going to do that for you? That's exactly what this is talking about. Christ took it. Christ took it. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We have that peace. We don't have to earn it. He's given it to us. You and I can't earn these things. We can't earn heaven. We can only take that which has been given to us in the hope of Jesus Christ, who literally said from the cross of Calvary, it is finished. No more to add, no more to do, just for us to be. And in that being, may we find ourselves every day of every day. As we are to be going. Did you see that? We're called to be ambassadors. Does an ambassador stay at home? No, an ambassador goes to a foreign land. Our home is the kingdom. Our home is this building. How many of you feel at home when you're in here? Believe me, that's why I had you do the fellowship before we all got started in this. Because I'll guarantee you, we'd still be going if I didn't stop you. Because we do feel at home. We feel the love of the fellowship. We know the love of the Father through one another. And in that, we have to take that out to the others. People that don't know him, introduce him through our lives. Oh, but Pastor, I'm not a good speaker. Don't be a good speaker. Be a good presenter. Just be you in Christ Jesus in this world. Can I get an amen? Because that's all he wants. Show Christ in you. Allow him out. You know, the evil ones tried to shut us up. You know, why do you think they tried to close all the churches during COVID? You know, I want you to think about that. Only essential businesses could be open. So you could go to the hardware store, but you couldn't go to church. During such a time, how many people need nuts and bolts? How many people need to know that their salvation is sure, that there is hope for tomorrow? And what did they do? They tried to shut down that hope. You can't shut down God. And I'll guarantee you, the next time they try, there's going to be a whole lot more people standing up and saying, no, you ain't doing this no more. No. Call it what you will. Put me in jail. I will stand for Christ. Can I hear an amen from the church? Because we now know better. It was all a lie. Was COVID a lie? No, COVID was real. There is such a thing as COVID. We all know it. But I think it was perpetrated. We know it came out of a lab. It's been shown. So who made that? Hate to say it, but we did. By that, I mean man. Because every time we muddle with something, we make it so good. But may we get into this truth, because the truth is good. For no one is good, no one but God. And this truth, this word, is God. And he says, I want you to have my peace, and go with it. Turn in your Bibles to 1 John 5, 1 through 5. 1 John. How do we go? How do we go? What gives us this authority? How do I know? How do I know? Chapter 5, verses 1 through 5 in the book of 1 John. Thus saith the word of the Lord from the first verse. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, that we love God and observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we kept his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? As we walk into this peace, that is the cornerstone of everything we stand upon, that we know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. And in that we have our being. There is nothing that can overcome us, for we have the victory that has overcome the world, and that by our faith. And what does our faith bring us to when it comes to the armor of God? It brings us to the shield of faith that each and every one of us need as we have put on those shoes, those sandals of peace. So too, now may we pick up the shield of faith by which we may extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Because it is in those flaming arrows that we find ourselves being battled every day. And they take all kinds of forms. But we shall overcome. How do I know that? Turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. We are going to be in chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. As I said, there are many times that we fear death, but we have the gospel of peace, so we should not fear. But even so, we know that the evil one is going to try to take us out. And in that, may we remember the scripture that I spoke of earlier that simply says, where, O death, is thy victory? Where, O death, is thy sting? But may we also remember those who have gone before us. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in the 24th verse. Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. And that can preach for a long time. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fire of power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scornings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. Brothers and sisters, I just read to you what we all know as the Book of Faith. Those men and women who stood the tests that went before them. Many of them died. Many of them went through great hardships. So does that mean that we're not going to be under attack? No, we are going to be under attack. The evil one is going to try to shoot through that armor. He's going to try to take us out. But the one thing we need to remember, though the body they may kill, the soul they cannot. Can I get an amen? We have to remember it is appointed unto man to die once, and then the judgment, except for those of us who make it into tribulation. Or excuse me, in the rapture. I just said that wrong. Woo. Yeah, we ain't going to make it into tribulation. But may we remember that the evil one is going to throw dart after dart. He's going to shoot arrow after arrow at each and every one of us. Miss Susan, how'd your surgery go? Thumbs up. Excellent. How many of you are waiting for the next surgery when they take those stents out and they need no more? Can I get an amen? Pastor David is not here today. He's not doing well. Pastor David had to have 2 teeth surgically removed because the jaw is beginning to deteriorate. And they said, we got to take them out now. And then the roots broke off. So they had to dig. Pastor David was in so much pain, Miss Amy told me he passed out. So they had to stop and get him back. And then they had to go again. He's not giving up. It's hard, but he's not giving up. Mitch isn't here today. He told me that the recovery's slow. You know, hey, Mitch is my age. You know, he's Dave's age. We don't recover quickly when you're older. How about it? The older you get, the slower things get. When you're young, you can fall down, break an arm, and in 6 weeks, you're back up and it don't even faze you. When you're 60, talk to me next year. We get there, but it takes time. My point is this. Oh, I know, I'm getting to Sister Marion. We know he's going to come at us. But we know by faith we have the victory. Sister Marion, how you doing over there? You are doing good. You're looking great. Your spirit's always up. She is one of the only women I know that can be in the midst of crap and smile. I've seen her. I've walked beside her. I'll tell you, she is the strength of my faith. God has put good people in front of me to give me a hope that I can see because you live it. And I thank you for it. I know it ain't easy. Can't be. I can't imagine having to go through the things that you go through. Miss Susan, same thoughts. But yet God is there, isn't he? He never leaves us, never forsakes us. He gives us the hope of the glory of heaven. And nothing on this earth, nothing on this earth, one moment in heaven will dispel a lifetime of hurt. Because in heaven there'll be no more pain, no more tears, no more sin, no more sorrow. There shall be joy. And that's what we need to remember. Didn't we just read that? Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. Do you realize you are that joy? You being here today are the joy that Jesus saw. He went to the cross because he knew it meant our salvation. It meant all of us coming into agreement and all of those who yet will come. That's why he's delaying his coming. He wants more people to make it into heaven. And that means you and I need to stand firm. Stand firm then with our feet fitted with that gospel of peace, that nothing will shake us, and that shield of faith in place, that no matter what the evil one throws at us, we will be able to extinguish those arrows through the faith that we have, that even if our life is taken, we know our eternity is secure. And I better get an amen out of that. Amen. Otherwise, I'm up here talking for nothing. Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you right now. I think of where we are and where we're going, and I don't know about you, but I can't wait to get to the pinnacle of the ride, and I'm not there yet. I'm 63 in 4 weeks. I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Smokey and the Bandit. And for you young people, go look it up. It's a good movie. When movies were good. But today, may we understand, none of these things would be possible if it were not for what Christ did for us. He has given us everything. He has given us his all in all. You know, we sang, "You are my all in all." Now, I hope you understand why. Because everything he went through, everything he accomplished, we can't. We are weak. We are going to falter. But when we are girded with the truth, our loins, which is our center section, is sure. Okay? No sore backs. No tired legs. Able to go wherever he tells us to go. The righteousness of Christ protecting our hearts, giving us the surety of where we are and whose we are, and speaking that truth in love. Our feet fitted with that gospel, the only hope of life. And the shield of faith to go into the battle, today we're going to go into the battle. We're going to go out here and we're going to do a prayer walk. Now, I can't be with you because I got to go meet the rest of the guys up at the mountains, the fellas that are all going on this hunting trip with me. And I want you to know, y'all think, well, they go up there and they have fun. Yes, we do. Praise Jesus for it. But we don't go up there to get away from God. Because for those of you who don't know your pastor, it's on that mountain that God called me. It's on that mountain where he baptized me in the Holy Spirit, 20 feet up in a tree. Ask me about it sometime, I'll tell you. It's where he called me into ministry, laying beneath a tree in tears. And he said to me, I will be your all in all. And then he listed to me for the next 15 minutes, I swear it was 15 minutes, everything that he would be, and he has not been found unfaithful. That mountain is a special place to me. And I'll guarantee you, every time these men go up there, they see it too. And when we're up there, what do up there, Bob? Don't we read scripture? Don't we have a devotion every morning? And then in the evening, we get together and we go over that scripture. What did God show you of himself when you're out here? Y'all think we're up there looking for deer. Ah, wrong chicken. I take these men up there with me. And yes, every now and then, Ryan will take one. He did this last week. He got an 11 point. Beautiful deer. Praise God for his blessing. Right in front of him. He never sat in that. Oh, no, he did sit there once before. I've been hunting those woods for 25 years. But I love it. Because that's the whole thing. I go and I take these men with me because I want them to see, I want them to know, I want them to experience everything of God that I know. That's why I'm up here talking to all of you. It's not about me. It's about him and what he's done and what he's given us so we can get through this life and get through it victoriously and know the hope, the love, the glory that is Christ Jesus himself. To know our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who was perfect in and of himself. But he wanted someone to love him by choice. Not that the Son couldn't love him by choice. Not that the Spirit couldn't love him by choice. But someone that would simply love him and yet have the ability to say no. Because you see, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, being of one accord, could never say no to themselves. And God's heart longed for us. Do you understand that? I got to step down here. Do you understand that? Well, how many of us are perfect? How many of us deserve to stand in that place and be the mouthpiece of God? Whew. Not me. But that's where he's put all of you. You probably don't see yourself there, but oh dear God, I do. Because every day you go out and you live your life and you're doing the hard thing. I get to talk to Christians. You have to talk to the world. And the world hates him. And it hates us. But because he loves us, watch where I can go. Whew. Oh, gracious Lord, draw our hearts unto you, for you are God Almighty. You are the one, the only, who has given us life. And in this life, we will have trouble. But Lord God, that trouble is to build the character of your image in each and every one of us, to cast out, for we are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. May we accept your will upon our lives. May we walk victoriously, knowing that all these troubles and all the things that come at us, Lord, In the midst of them is the glory of your love. In the midst of them is the abundant life, knowing that each and every one of us are blessed. And Lord, when we turn around and we see the life you've given us, the hope, our children, our families, all that is, there is so much more yet to be received. So Lord, as we come to you, and we truly can come directly to the throne, for Jesus has rent the curtain in two, may we come in the power of he who is able, for it is only through he that we come. And to that the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can locate us on the web at theheartofchristchurch.com. There you will find many useful links to contact us or donate to our ministry, where it is our mission to love God, love others, and go.